Sabres last night, 4-3 winners over the Predators. Jake Eichel with a couple goes. He's now he added to his 22
goals for the year, yeah. Second in the NHL.
Yeah,
15 game point streak, right?
Leads the NFL. Deshane Sissons,
or the NHL.
What did you say, NFL?
You said NFL.
I don't know. They're playing the Raiders, too, by the way. Deshane Sissons, Johansson.
Well, Titans coach Mike Tomlin thinks. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
No, Buffalo Bills coach Marv Levy. Yeah. Sabres 4, Preds 3 last night. And Charlie, the Saros 28 saves. I know Ullmark had 36 saves. And Jimmy Vesey scored a goal last night for the Sabres as well. But it was a pretty good game. I watched most of it. Pretty decent game.
First thought, Jimmy Vesey, since you brought his name up, thank God he chose to sign somewhere else. Because for everybody who thought he was going to be penned in, guaranteed a first-line winger in this NHL, he is far from it. He is barely a third-line winger in the NHL. That's why the New York Rangers gave up on him and sent him off to Buffalo. But he did pick up a goal last night in the Sabres 4-3 win over the Preds. And listen, fellas, we got to talk about something. Was it a good game? Yeah, sure. When it was 5-on-5, it was fine. But you get a 5-on-3 power play, and you generate 0 shots on goal. You have an empty net scenario for a minute and 42 seconds at the end of the game, and you're out there doing a passing drill like they set cones up in the middle of the ice and said, you're not allowed to go into that zone. Are you freaking kidding me? You have an extra player, 2 extra players on the 5-on-3, right, and you make a pass to nowhere that just sits there until a defender can get to it and clear it. Then you get it back, get it all the way back into the zone, and what do? You turn it over just inside the blue line to get it cleared. So the 5-on-3, abysmal. And then the empty net. I was certain the entire night that this was an overtime game. Interconference matchups typically find themselves with both teams collecting points because the extra point's not a big deal when it comes to the standings when you're playing the other conference.
Right.
I was so sure, the way this game was playing out, the way the flow of this game was going, the way they were trading leads back and forth, that it was going to go to OT. So when it comes to 1:42 to go, the Preds pull UC Saros, they get into the bench. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of where I thought we would be.
Right.
And then I see over the course of 1:42, Dan Hamhuis is the only player to take a shot towards the net, and it's from 75 feet away with everyone else standing to the outside. No traffic, no movement, no just nothing. Absolutely nothing. And after last night's play, fellas, the special teams, 27th in the NHL on the power play, 26th on the penalty kill. And this comes after the broadcast was bragging about the penalty kill last night. So if the penalty kill has been so good as of late, they've only gotten themselves up to 26th out of 31 clubs in the NHL. The Predators brought in an additional assistant coach this season to help with special teams. There are, 75 consultants and assistant coaches working on the special teams for the Predators right now? Every one of them needs to be updating their resume.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. This coaching staff's loyalty is its biggest issue, its biggest fault, and in any other sport, let me ask you both something. In the NFL, if your defense after the half point of the season is one of the worst in the league, what happens to the defensive coordinator?
Well, listen, I can speak to this being a Giants fan, and the Giants have probably the worst defense in the National Football League, and their defensive coordinator for now is a guy by the name of James Betcher. I do not expect him to return in 2020.
Correct. So last year when the Nashville Predators power play was worse than the NHL, and they brought in an additional assistant coach instead of getting rid of the coach that was handling the power play.
Right.
All they did was add another voice to the room that's clearly not getting it done. Listen, if this Predator staff doesn't see a shakeup and they continue to underperform to the degree that they're underperforming, something has got to change. If the head coach wants to go down on the hill of being so loyal to his assistant coaches that it ultimately costs an incredible roster full of talent a season, which that's what we're currently going to start talking about. This team misses the playoffs. This is a waste of a season for this roster.
Oh, it's a colossal disappointment.
A complete waste. And it will cost Peter Laviolette's job if they miss the playoffs this year.
It would have
And all of the assistant coaches as well. So, in light of, they should be making a change now. They should be doing something to let people know that 27th and 26th in the NHL on special teams is not good enough. Last night, losing to Buffalo, it happens. But when you have a 142 at the empty net, you don't get a shot on goal. When you have a 5-on-3 and you don't get a shot on goal, when your power play is as bad as it's been with Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, Roman Josi on the ice, something's got to give. Yeah. And it's about to be the fan base's patience.
I mean, that's got to be disturbing for the fan base and for the team in general. Because like you said, this was supposed to be our priority this offseason, fixing the special teams. What, they go 0-for-15 in the playoff series loss to the Stars, 0-for-16.
Possibly the single reason you can point to, certainly the easiest reason you can point to, as to why the Preds lost in the first round last year.
Dallas' top line was unstoppable in that series, but you know, but that's like the main factor. But yeah, I agree with you, man. Special teams has got to clean up, or this team's going to find themselves on the outside looking in.
At this point, fellas, 30 games played, 14-11-5, 33 points. It's only 3 points out of last place in the Central. Massively underperforming. We just covered the special teams, the coaching issues. They've got to get things turned around. After all, they just faced a team in New Jersey that changed the coach. They'll face their next opponent, the Dallas Stars, who have changed the coach, and three other clubs besides those two have already changed coaches for varying and different reasons. Right. So, for Peter Laviolette,
not all of them hockey-related.
How cold is that seat at this point? We know David Poile is incredibly loyal to his head coaches. This is only the fifth one he's ever had in all of his years with Washington and Nashville. But at some point, that trend is going to have to change because David Poile is going to be retiring in the next couple of years, and this roster cannot afford to just be wasted.